This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. A UPS cargo plane crashed this morning on the outskirts of Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. The pilot and co-pilot were pronounced dead at the scene, and we know the plane was en route to Louisville, Kentucky, and no other injuries or deaths have been reported. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched an investigation, and Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News was at the crash site this morning. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, why don't we start off and talk a little bit about what you saw this morning?
Well, I mean, the first thing we saw when we got there was, you know, there were pieces of the plane that were still recognizable. There was a lot of fire, a lot of smoke. I think there were 20 or more emergency vehicles that we saw. The cockpit still, you know, seemed intact, so to speak. The tail of the plane, one wing, but for the most part, that was it. This plane hit the ground very hard, and the rest was, you know, burning debris. Lots of packages from, you know, it was a UPS plane were spread out along this field at the end of the airport runway.
I know you've been following the story closely throughout the day. Do you have a better sense of what caused the crash, or is there any new developments?
We don't. We do know that the pilots did not make any kind of distress call. One witness I talked to, a neighborhood resident, Tyrone Reed, said his wife had heard it, said that she heard a sort of a sputtering sound as it came in, and then a series of explosions. But that's pretty much all we know at this point. It did hit some treetops and some power lines at the end of the airport property before it hit the ground about a quarter of a mile further down.
And it seems like you spent a lot of this morning talking to residents that live around the airport. What were their reactions? I mean, imagine very surprised, emotional? I mean,
not so much emotional. I mean, there were, you know, several witnesses. The, you know, same story we kept getting over and over again was, I heard a noise. I thought it was thunder. I looked out the window and I saw fire. The airport authority and these neighborhoods that surround it and the residents there have had a very tense relationship for a very long time. And what you see there are lots of streets that the airport authority has bought up houses, demolished those houses for noise mitigation. And they do this with federal funds, but have done so in sort of a very patchwork way that doesn't make a lot of sense to the people who live there. Why not? Why this street and why not mine? And, you know, that was the thing that we kept hearing over and over again. When is the airport authority going to buy my house? Especially from Cornelius and Barbara Benson, whose, you know, house is right in the sight of this thing. The trees that this plane hit were in their yard. There were pieces of the plane on their porch when I talked to them today. And they really want to know. They've been to the airport authority. They've been to the city of Birmingham. Why did you buy my neighbor's house and not buy mine?
Residents have been instructed to, if they have debris from the plane crash this morning, to not remove that, to report that.
Right. They want, the NTSB today said they want anyone who finds pieces of this plane to send an email to witness@ntsb.gov. And they will receive further instructions about what to do with that.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.